It's Chris Hossack, leader of Brentwood Council.
You know, with the coronavirus situation, you must be running at sort of 90 miles an hour to keep still. Everything keeps changing, doesn't it? How are you coping personally with the coronavirus situation?
What, personally as in me or personally as in the council?
Personally as in you, first of all.
Well, to be honest, I mean, look, I got the coronavirus earlier in the year, so I've personally been through it. I had some symptoms that were not too tragic. But the coping was just the workload. Now, as you've just alluded to, Bob, it's such a moving feast.
Yeah.
And then what happens is, you know, we go into a new lockdown and the government start trying to release a load of criteria, rules around what we need to do, what we shouldn't be doing. And then, of course, overlaid onto that is a whole load of, fortunately, support that's coming into the town, coming into the county, that we then need to look at the rules of as to how we're distributing it, whether there's support for people who, you know, mainly economic and business support. But we've got to divvy all this money up and get it out again to people. So,
yeah.
You know, personally, you know, it's busy, but I'm not looking for sympathy. Our officers here is going to be super busy over the next week. Yet again, we just got off the back of the first shutdown and everything that had to be thrown at the wall for that one, and now we've got to do it all again, Bob. So, you know, a lot of people are very busy at this time, and we've just got to crack on. We've all got a positive attitude about it, and the whole team will crack on and
just
support the town.
That's it. So you're talking about government support there. You're receiving 1.54 million, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, so the County of Essex, what's happened is the government going into... I mean, you've got to remember, things move so quickly. So last week, we just went into Tier 2, and there was a very limited pot of money to try and support businesses in the main for Tier 2. And then the whole Tier 2 thing got ripped up and thrown out, and now we've gone into full national lockdown. So what the government have done is they've come up with a formula where it's basically they've allocated £20 per head of population, which for Essex means about 28 million as a county, and which for Brentwood, as you say, Bob, is 1.54 million, all right?
Right,
And that is, I think they've, the acronym they've termed it is wonderful, it's ARG, it's like ARG, you know, ARG, additional additional restrictions grant, all right? So what we need to do, my best understanding is that 1.54 is largely discretionary. It's for businesses, so we need to come up with the rules and so businesses can apply for that grant. And basically anybody who applies for it will probably, as long as they qualify, and that's what we've got to work through, is get an application form ready, get the application form distributed. Businesses bid via the form, and if they qualify, and we hope that most of them, you know, are eligible, will qualify, they'll get somewhere between £1,300 and £3,000. And the view on that is, that should roughly cover your business rent if you're in business and being shut down for the coming month. You should roughly get most of it covered if you fall somewhere between £1,300 and £3,000.
Right.
So we're working all that out, Bob, and that'll be flat out next week to get that promoted, get businesses applying for the grant, and then of course getting the money back into their accounts, which is what we did successfully earlier this year, and we'll aim to do as good service again.
Okay. So on to the Brentwood Leisure Trust then. Obviously, the Brentwood Centre, we know, had to close down a few days ago. What's the current position on that one?
So the current position is, to the best of my... As we know, it went they sort of closed the doors on it effectively, literally, last Tuesday. My understanding is that today, the Trust are getting together to hold a meeting where effectively what I'd anticipate is their liquidation meeting, where they say, yeah, look, we're insolvent. I don't know when that's happening. It may have already happened, Bob. I just don't know.
Right.
The best knowledge I have is that's happening today. If I'm honest, I'm disappointed it's taken them 10 days to get around to doing that. Once that has happened today, whenever that happens, and judging on the outcome is they will, you know, resolve that they're insolvent, then, of course, you can formally appoint your insolvency practitioner, and then they can crack on with doing the job of, you know, looking at all the creditors and looking at the value of assets and all that sort of work that needs to take place.
Right.
We still, as a council who own the building, of course, the BLT was the leaseholder, and it's the BLT that have gone bust, effectively.
Yeah.
We formally still don't have access to the building, so, you know, in terms of the keys haven't formally been handed over. So it's all a bit tricky until today. And then, of course, again, we were making a move to move as quick as we can, and we still are, to get the centre back up and running as quick as possible under an interim operator. Right. And then of course the centre's closed again as of yesterday. Yeah. Even if it could be open, it can't be open.
Absolutely.
So we've got, in one sense, if I'm really honest, it's bought us some time to get our ducks in a row ready for December.
Yeah.
Of course, I've said to the team, you know, there's no room for complacency, but of course there wouldn't be, because we've now got a month to get it sorted, and if we're not ready to rock and roll, let's assume that we've come out of lockdown on the 2nd of December, then of course, you know, people are going to say, well, you've had a month. So we've got to make it happen, yeah, you know, and I can tell you now the team are working flat out. We've had a meeting earlier this week with the interim operator, who's everyone active. We've had, you know, we're in a good joined up discussion. There's a few details to work through. I know there's a lot of uncertainty, but I did promise it will reopen. It will reopen, and I'm hoping it can reopen, subject to national restrictions, early in December.
Okay. Well, you have made it very clear that the council are committed to it remaining as a sports and leisure facility, and doesn't harm to say that again, because I don't know, some people don't believe you. No matter how many times you say it, I keep seeing...
people assume, that's it. Some people think, you know, they get all the conspiracy theories going, it's a ploy, they've let it go under, so they build a load of houses on it.
Yeah. Okay.
I can tell you that is not the plan as I'm talking to you, Bob. It's certainly not.
No, that's fine. Talking about building houses, new affordable zero carbon homes. That sounds good news for local people too. Yeah.
Yeah. So despite everything that's going on with the pandemic, we've still got plans in place that we need to deliver on. And what's quite apparent around Brentwood, and many towns are the same, is it comes under the general heading of regeneration. And if you look at some of our council properties, now some of them have been up for 60, 70 years. Some of them are a bit tired. Some of them we've had physical structural issues with some of the really older ones. And at Brookfield Close in Hutton, we are bringing forward some regeneration proposals that we are consulting on at the moment to build, as you say, 61 zero-carbon properties. And I know everyone talks about zero-carbon, but we're deadly serious about making these homes absolutely fit for the future.
Right.
And so we've opened a consultation on it now. I've got a whole load of things in front of me here, Bob, that I'm going to probably ask Lorne to get to you, and maybe you can put it on the website.
Yeah.
But some simple things where people can get involved. We've got a dedicated website for it. And when I say get involved, I mean with the consultation piece.
Right.
So the dedicated website is very simply brookfieldclosehutton.co.uk. So brookfieldclosehutton.co.uk. And then in the coming week, next week, Thursday the 12th and Friday the 13th, we're going to run a couple of these Zoom webinars. I mean, these words that weren't even invented last year, were they? Now they're...
Yep.
So Zoom webinars, they're going to take place on Thursday the 12th from 11 till 1 and Friday the 13th from 4 till 6 p.m.
Right.
Again, I could give the details, but, you know, nobody's going to remember it on the air. So we'll try and get it to you, Bob, for the website, perhaps.
Yes, lovely.
But there's a real positive thing going on there, Bob, and you know, business will carry on. We still need to think about the future. We still need to look at our council house stock, and we still need to look very seriously about regenerating and improving our neighbourhoods.
Right. Okay. And amongst all that, there's, I think you briefly mentioned it, plans for the Hutton Recreation Area.
Yeah. So as people will be aware, we've had a rolling program of upgrading our play areas. These are other things that, you know, I promised that we'd do when I became leader last year.
Yep.
And we've had a rolling program. We did Worley playing fields, I think, last year. Can't remember if time flies. We've done King George's, the playing area there.
Right.
We did River Road, I think it was, down near South Wales. We've done that. And then, of course, we've done Shenfield, Courage Playing Fields. And, of course, the next one, which is quite a significant one for us, is the play area at Wash Road.
Right.
So,
okay.
Again, there's a consultation being launched on that. And again, I could read out this Survey Monkey link, but nobody's going to know.
Okay,
so I'll get it across to you.
Okay, lovely.
But there is a
consultation
open now. It's online. It's via Survey Monkey, and it closed on the 20th of November. And
right.
You can basically go on, and it will show you all different types of play equipment, whether it's slides, swings, roundabouts, and you grade them as to what you think would be suitable. So once we've done that, the play area contractor will say, oh, actually, this bit was popular and this bit was popular. So then we'll factor all that into a scheme, and we'll come up with a design for the site. The other thing that's important to mention, Bob, is not just what goes in it and the type of kit, which we're consulting on, but we're looking to move the site. It will still be at Wash Road Playing Fields, make that absolutely plain. But let me repeat it. It will still be at Wash Roads playing fields, but what we might look to do is move it closer to the Hutton Community Centre, which is on the site.
Right.
And I think that just makes it better, A, for security of the site, but B, in the summer, you know, if the parents can have a cup of tea out the back of the kitchen at the community centre,
right, yeah,
and watch little Johnny on the swings, then that seems to me to be a nice thing to try and achieve.
Yeah, lovely. Well, of course, they're a valuable community asset anyway, but even more so now in this pandemic.
And you got it.
You know, it's really important that, yeah. Finally, then, this Sunday is Remembrance Sunday, and things are going to be a bit different, aren't they?
They are, obviously, again, with the restrictions that came in. You know, normally, Remembrance Sunday in Brentwood is normally done, and the residents will know fantastically well, not least of all because we've got a fantastic Brentwood youth band, and they're the centrepiece, and we've got a lovely memorial up at Middleton Hall Road, and we close the roads off, and we do all of that. We have a great parade, and St Thomas's Church put on a, you know, a really befitting service for the whole of Remembrance Sunday, the Remembrance Sunday piece. So that's all going to change, but there are some things we're looking to do differently. Again, I don't want to read out a load of links, but I will read this one out. Because the church can't meet as it would because of the restrictions, on facebook.com/ St Thomas Brentwood, they're going to live stream a memorial service.
Ah, good. Yeah.
So that's on facebook/ St Thomas Brentwood. We'll do that. We're not going to have crowds at all. There is basically no event, effectively, at the memorial because we just can't do that.
No.
But what I have done, Bob, is worth mentioning, is because, you know, normally there's a cost to road closure and everything else. We're not expending that cost. So what I've arranged to do to try and fill the gap and do something befitting, again, to remember the fallen, is that I'm going to get a couple of memorial benches put in at St Thomas's Church. So where we've saved the money by not closing the road, I still want to commemorate, because you've got to remember this is the 75th anniversary of the end of the Second World War.
Yeah.
It's a momentous anniversary this year. It's a momentous Remembrance Sunday. So it's a shame that it's, you know, we can't go ahead as we would like it to, but I'm trying to compensate that by putting some memorial benches in place to commemorate the 75th anniversary at the end of the Second World War, and of course an overall view of all of the fallen throughout the wars that have been, that our supporters have served in.
Yeah.
So we're trying to compensate, Bob, where we can. It's different, but, you know, again, I'd really encourage everybody, nothing stops anybody taking personal time out, both on Armistice Day and on Remembrance Sunday, just to reflect and remember. So hopefully people can do that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Chris. Really good of you to come and talk to us today. And Chris
well,
Hossack.
Thanks again to Phoenix, Bob.
Yeah.
And, keep well, keep safe.
Yeah, no problem at all. You keep well and safe as well. Thank you.
Cheers, Bob.